I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Taryn Hilo is here, friend of the show. Appreciate you joining us again. What's been going on in your world? Because we haven't caught up with you in a while.
I know. Last time I was here was Valentine's Day.
That's right, because we did a little bit of therapy talk.
That's right. Got really weird. We're not doing that today. Don't worry. We're just hanging out talking sports and things.
I wonder about that guy who called in. Valentine's Day is over, so I wonder if he's got a girlfriend that'll last till before Valentine's Day.
Oh, no, he's lonely again. I promise you. I've met a lot of our listeners. He's lonely again. There's no way that lasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah,
that was
weird, to say the least.
And you know what? That brought up something because I don't know if you've seen this. You know who Holly Saunders is?
I do.
Okay, so Holly Saunders, who now is dating Cliff Kingsbury, but she's a sideline reporter and she works for Fox. She decided to put out some of her DMs that she gets from really creepy dudes, including wanting like a Holly and Cliff Kingsbury sandwich.
Not
and
nice.
Other things. I got to imagine that with as active as you are on social media, and the fact that with the bikini company and all the other things, you've got to get some pretty racy DMs as well.
I get some really, really weird DMs that I wouldn't even want to put them. Actually, you know what? That brings a story.
Okay.
I did actually put some of my DMs on my Instagram stories a couple of years ago, and it was right around the time that all the Astros girl stuff happened.
Uh-huh.
Stuff was crazy. I was getting DMs from athletes. I was getting DMs from famous people, like movie stars.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Barry.
Oh, can you name one?
See, Barry's like, tell us.
You don't have to tell us what they said, because some of them may have just been like, hey, good for you, girl. Get away, you know. they could have been nice, too, right?
There were some nice ones.
Who slid up? Well, just you don't even have to tell us whether it was nice or creepy, but one name from someone that slid in the DMs.
I think that breaks the code. There's a code.
What
right?
code? The creepy code? The creepy code? Hey, look, I'm creepy. I'm going to slide up in your DMs on the download. Don't tell nobody. That's what they want. They want you to not
Morris
say anything.
Code,
they want
code.
You to
codes
put
are
on.
Made to be broken.
No, they want they do it thinking, well, she won't throw me under the bus because that would just be wrong because I'm a big-time star. So I'll go be creepy and say a lot of awful things that I would never say to her in person because I'm a horrible human being.
There was nothing awful from...
From the famous people?
From the famous people.
What about the athletes?
The athletes were dirty, though, weren't they?
They were, for the most part, pretty respectful, I would say. I mean, because a lot of them were like, we had mutual friends. So the worst things were from people who have like no picture. And they like follow 4,000 people and nobody follows them and they're private. Right. And it's like, it's okay, you're
like
a fake
Nick.
Account. Nick, was that you?
Absolutely not. Do not listen to Barry. Absolutely not.
But I had put somebody on there who had offered me like $5,000 for a date.
What?
And you guys know Ted from, he was on 610.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Johnson?
Ted Johnson.
Yeah.
Is he still over
he
there?
He did that? Oh,
no.
Ted.
Well, no.
I can't believe you, bro.
Ted goes, well, what does she expect with all those pictures that she posts?
Did he really?
He did.
Oh, my God. So, Ted's that guy. Well, you know what? If you get catcalled, don't wear clothes that fit good.
Yeah.
Come on, Ted.
Guy.
Be better than that.
Now, didn't I hear that when you used to do appearances, didn't Ted take his shot?
Ted took a shot.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
Ted shot a shot. That's what it was.
He was mad.
He was mad. Yeah, Ted got big mad because he got shot down. Yeah,
probably. That's what it
That's
was.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
See? Putting two together for you there.
Ted. So, yeah. Ted's the former...
Patriot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like one of the guys who brought forward a lot of the concussion stuff, I think, actually.
The CTE stuff?
Yeah.
They be careful.
They used to call him Teddy Three Rings, and then he went back to Boston.
Yeah. Sorry, Ted. I didn't realize. Don't kill me, please.
Yeah, but that was my... I had done that. So is anything crazy that she's... Other than the...
One of the things you mentioned, at least it was a date. One of the guys was out there and said, hey, I want to do... I'm a photographer. I'd like to do a naked photo shoot for free with you.
I bet he would.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, I mean...
One guy said, I would sell all my furniture... So that the only place you would have to sit is on, and I think you know where this goes. Has anyone ever sent you something like that thinking, oh, I'm sure she'll think this is funny, even though it's creepy as hell?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of the head, but there's been some on there that I'm like, this is disturbing, actually. It's like,
yeah,
It's like they're trying to be funny,
them, right?
Yeah, sometimes I do report them.
Really?
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good. Should. Now, see, so like, you know, hopefully doing the research for the podcast, which hopefully we can make happen today. I know you got a sick puppy, so if you got to go, I get it. I was looking, okay, well, let's go see the history. Like, I learned a lot about you, about being bullied and how smart you are and all these things. And I was looking at your Instagram and your Twitter because we follow each other on both. And then I started looking at some of the comments.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, dudes aren't even doing it in the DMs. It just gets weird when they're like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. Or a guy will be like, you'll never respond to this message because you're so pretty, but I just want you to know that I think you look smart or something like weird. Yeah. And you're like, what are you doing, dude?
And I'm like, hi, how are you? Hope you have a good day. I'm responding.
See, but you're so nice. A lot of times you respond and then they think the door's open and then they just think like, this is my shot. And But you're right. The creepiest thing is to do it out in public because everybody's going to see, go like, who is this tool? And then they click on it and go, oh, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, in the history of women, has that ever worked where they're like, you're so pretty? Is that, that doesn't work.
It probably just depends where you're at in life as a woman. Like,
really?
Maybe you're at a low point.
I think it works with millennials.
Attention starved?
You think it works for millennials?
I think it absolutely works with millennials.
You think that you could pick up a millennial chick on IG just by saying you're hot?
I've been told that. Girls have met up with guys through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm telling you, it's very
really
common.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
but
not
you, but you have to, I feel like you have to approach it differently. You can't just be like fawning over the chick and just being like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I would drink your bathwater and all these weird things. It's got to be more like, hey, what's up? You know, like, hey, I saw that you were into this. I'm into that too. And not like just coming out just talking about looks and being creepy. I don't think that would work.
Isn't that the premise behind internet dating?
What about Tinder? Like, that's basically Tinder.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but Tinder is just for hookups, right? Like, you go on Tinder, you're sexing. That's what you're there for.
So Match.com or but whatever it is.
Bumble's where girls
get to choose. All the premise behind before, that's how the premise got going to get all these sites together.
But again, you also have conversations when you're doing it, right? Like, I'm not on it. I'm a married man, so I have no idea. But I feel like you have a conversation with the person first. It's not just, hey, I really like this picture of you in a bikini. Let's have sex. Like Nick is saying
it's
on IG.
You're right. It's different because even if it's just for a hookup, that platform is there to meet people.
Right.
Right.
But IG
Facebook
is not.
Instagram is not necessarily,
Unless you, but a lot of people, like, you look at their bios and they're like single, you know, like they're basically their little classified as their bio on Instagram or Twitter. And you're like,
but the other thing is it's all private. Yeah. It's not out there in the open for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Because Nick and I were talking during the one break and I did an Oprah show. And I only did it because my dad had just passed away. My mom was a huge Oprah fan. And someone that I worked with had volunteered me to be most eligible bachelors over 30. So I had no idea what to do, but my mom was really excited because I wanted to turn it down. But I did it. Well, part of the deal was sponsored by Match.com.
You were on Oprah?
Yeah. So without like letting us know, we all had to take pictures, right, so people could see. Well, it was sponsored by Match. They created accounts for us. And all of a sudden, they go, hey, by the way, they send us an email, say, you have an account on Match.com. So I open it up, and the inbox has like 900 messages.
Oh, my God.
And I can sympathize to a small percentage of what you probably go through, but some of the message you get, the only thing that I was thankful for was this was private. This wasn't out there.
Yeah.
But if you get someone that's sending you that and they don't DM it, that's just idiotic. It's insane.
Yeah,
that's
creepy. Really.
There's one guy I have to block like once a week. He keeps making new accounts and he leaves the nastiest comments, like just gross.
That's
stuff.
A stalker.
That's stalker. Yeah,
that's
weird. Cyber stalking.
For sure.
It's weird that, like, I don't know. I guess it's a mental thing because I just look at that and think, why do dudes think that would work?
I don't get that part of it.
I really don't get that.
I think girls do it too, though. To like,
do they?
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Do, like,
it happens.
See?
I'm like, you know, I know I'm hot. Listen, you and me, we go through it a lot. As hot as we are, I get it. It's like,
the trappings of being really, really hot.
Yeah. It sucks. Nick, Joel, you guys don't know about it, but it's really bad. It can get awful.
3 hours a day we deal with this.
Every single
day.
Somebody said, by the way, like, hey, thanks for moving the camera. Nobody wanted to look at Barry's jiggly arms the
Almost
whole time.
Cut you
so,
off.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, they just took me out of it.
Yeah, if you ever get any messages from Barry's jiggly arms, it's not
it's
Barry.
Not me. It's just
really?
My arms.
It's a parody account.
Wow. People,
that's how far they take these things around here.
They do.
Our listeners are brutal.
I still can't believe you were on Oprah.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
I'm going
to
find
it. I don't have to talk about that for a minute.
I remember you telling us that and totally forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Is there a picture of you on Oprah? Mm-hmm. Can we see it? Mm-mm.
Did you get to meet her? Mm-hmm. Like after or before the show?
Oh, but as Joe I was telling Nick, Oprah. There were so many toolboxes on that show that were like bringing her gifts and hoping that they would get speaking parts because they wanted to be seen. They wanted more TV time. They wanted all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not having that. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
But you know, I had other reasons for doing it just simply because my mom was a fan and she was going through some tough times. But it was an interesting experience to say that I've been through it, to see how they do things, to see, you know, from a broadcasting perspective, all their studios, things like that. But there were dudes that were full-blown going like, this is my shot to wow. be like famous.
What year was it?
You don't need to worry about all that.
I'm Googling it too.
Are you? Yeah.
But when you put Joel Blank, Oprah, all the Joel Osteen interviews pop up.
Right.
Perfect.
Let's yeah, wrong, wrong, wrong D bag. We're looking.
See what I deal with? See?
Wrong D bag, Joel. We're looking for. So it was 30 under 30. You said?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It was a 30 for
bachelor's
30.
Over 30.
30 for 30.
It was a 30 over for 30. 30? ESPN did it.
Over or under 30?
Nick, shut your mouth.
You just said 30. It anyway.
Yeah, I can go back to the podcast. I mean,
well,
we may
good.
Not
By
get
that
it today.
Time, we'll be well past all of this.
I think. I mean,
we'll make a Twitter thread out of it.
Ooh,
it'll be a Twitter moment.
Look. See?
Wait
amazing.
Joel's
going to go viral.
Wait till those stalkers come back at you.
You're gonna be, we got Astros girl and Oprah boy.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
Can't
I love
wait.
It. I love it. This is you're my hero right
Our
now.
Our DMs combined.
Mm-hmm. Joel's going to have a bunch
internet.
Of fat chicks like, I'll sop you up with
Why
a biscuit.
Sop you up with a biscuit.
Yeah. It's just all in Joel's DMs. I would eat you.
Look at the time.
I would eat you like a honey bun, Joel. I would snack on you.
It's a snack.
Oh. Yeah. Joel's like, I'm not doing any reads right now. Oh, my goodness.
We got one segment to go in the show. So before we do that, we're going to get to a lot of different things. Take care of some business. Taryn, you're going to stick around, right?
Yeah,
so that we definitely will do that because are you going to – people are asking. Are you going to do the podcast afterwards?
Okay, so I got to go back to the vet.
I totally get it. Listen, you and I exchanged vet stories this week.
Yeah, we both of
them. I 1,000% understand.
You already know mine with all our dogs.
Well, mine's got – it's – She's sick right now. It's just diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
But Nick had that when he did the milk challenge.
Well, yeah. Your dog. Challenge. Yeah. You got a sick dog. We got a sick producer. Yeah. Nick just. He did it so much, I had to rub his nose in it, though. It was like, you're going to go outside from now on, young man.
Joe, you didn't put the pads down for
that
me.
No, we don't have doggy
that
pads.
That was another DM. Don't worry about that.
We don't have doggy pads.
All right. So we'll get to that in a whole lot. Or let's just get to a whole lot more. Back to the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, Aaron, AJ, they're waiting in the wings and ready to take over and take you home on your drive. Taryn Hilo has been gracious enough to bless us with another segment. Friend of the show, we kid because of the whole Astros girl moniker, but the way business is done dirtily around this city, normally if you're on our show and you do well, other stations are going to make sure they sign you to exclusive deals so you can't talk to us anymore. So we just want to make sure as a friend of the show that you are loyal as a suspect.
Oh, to pledge my allegiance right
Boom,
now.
Boom, right there. Nick got it on video. We're good. That's all we needed.
Zach Rice wanted to know, Barry, are you planning to have Oprah Boy on the 15 podcast?
It's not even funny. And you know what? Here's the thing.
Did you find a picture, though?
Sure
I did.
I'm
Put it
sure
out.
You weren't
I
listening
did.
To the
Barry
first segment
funny.
When I almost bit it and fell on my ass.
You should have
setting
seen
up
it.
Here. And he laughed at me for a full segment.
Oh, my God.
So
funniest thing.
If
Nick,
there's
was it not
that's
the funniest
going to embarrass
thing?
Me and do something with this Oprah thing, it's him.
Nick, was it not the funniest thing you've seen
it
in a long
hilarious.
Time?
It was hilarious. It was funny.
He ate it. Chair went flying.
No, I did not eat it. I did not fall.
I mean, it...
He almost
stayed
ate
on
it.
Two
it was
feet.
The best. It was the funniest. Look, if I fell, he would laugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't laugh
if
for a
I
full
fell,
segment.
Well, you're not as childish as me.
And then when it came back up, you were laughing again.
I couldn't help it. But I tweeted out the picture of Joel and Oprah.
Oh, good.
I didn't circle your face. They got to find you, but he's
in
the picture.
Where's Waldo? That'll be even more fun.
At Barry is funny.
She's your prize.
Where's Oprah boy? At Barry is funny if you want to see the picture.
What are you doing?
I tagged you, by the way.
Oh, super.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
oh,
you can
tagged
see
her, not me.
No, yeah, I tagged you.
Oh,
and
great.
Nick. It's all there. The gang's all there. Don't
Hashtag
worry.
Hashtag, where's Oprah boy?
Where else
going.
Can you get this?
Let's get
Anywhere
that going.
Else.
I love it.
Yeah, members only jacket boy ain't getting that kind of love, Nick.
Ooh.
Hey, members only is still rocking. People are still rocking members only jackets.
Where?
Who says
Around.
That?
Online when they're trying to get dates, when they're stalking people.
I would rock a members only jacket.
I don't think that's a thing. I feel like you would be the most fashion forward on this show. Is members only jackets a thing?
I'm gonna say no. If I had a little
with the little tabs on the little tabs on the shoulder.
Buzz yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what you get. No, you're not hip, okay?
We got to do a close-up of Joel's picture, though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I like that idea. Jeez.
Was that the only picture?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, did everybody on the show make it or just a few of you? Like, get interviewed and all that?
No, there was only a select few that they did certain things with. And like right. I said, I wasn't going to be the guy. Like, half these guys literally were like childish little girls in the school picture trying to push their way to the front, and they had to be on. And the picture that you're looking at, we were talking about during the break, dude brought like Oprah, like, chocolate and cake and flowers and was like, I can bake for you. I'm like, you try to date Oprah or what's your end game here? I don't know. Yeah.
What if one of these guys is listening right now?
I don't care. Actually, the cool thing was that I did actually make friends with a guy that same as me was like, we're here. That's it. I'm not doing all this stuff. He also happily married with children. And we were like,
there you go.
God, we think back on that going, think about all these guys that were just like, this is my big break. No, it's just stupid.
That's, yeah.
But my mom was happy, so I was happy with it.
Well, that's what counts, man. Yeah. You got to keep moms happy. That's what matters the most.
Yep.
When Astro's Girl went viral, did you get anybody like reach out for stuff like that? Did you get offers for things? Like,
I did.
Yeah?
I got some really, really cool offers, some weird offers. Someone was offering to buy me a car. There was talks about me doing like a Doritos commercial.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been cool, but they still haven't kind of brought back that. You remember when they were doing the sexy Doritos commercials?
Yeah. What was her name? Allie Landry.
Is her name?
Where she was in like the laundromat or whatever, and she was eating them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and so I started practicing like having people throw Doritos at me.
So did like the Astros or anybody reach out? Because you were also with the Rockets, thanks to Joel, right? Like because here's the thing, and I don't want to be judgmental, okay? Yeah, I do. But have you seen the Rockets commercials? You're a huge Houston sports fan,
right? Where
so you watch everything. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They got that from me.
Did they?
I'm just kidding. No, but we did do a segment when I worked for the Rockets. It was called What's Taryn Wearing? It wasn't my idea.
Okay.
It was the producer's idea. And it was shot very similar.
And like in the, you know, outside and multiple swirling cameras and all that?
It's like serious.
But the chick, the blonde?
Yeah.
Do we know who she is?
No. You know what? They're normally, as certain people who remain nameless can vouch with me on this, they're normally very low budget. So I would bet that they're probably dancers on the dance team, the cheer. They just were like, hey, they'll take people from the office at any time and put them into those roles.
I feel like they got Tammy from accounting.
They may not even be from Houston.
Did
you guys see that they just released they re-released the ice cream sandwich bars from Bluebell?
I did see that.
Okay, so I don't know why, but I became obsessed with like looking at the pictures on the Bluebell boxes.
Okay.
And so like there's a picture of a little girl on there, like she's full face of makeup and stuff. And I'm like, no wonder why my generation is so obsessed with makeup. Like, so I'm like, who is this girl on the cover of the Bluebell, on the cover of the Bluebell ice cream sandwiches? And I'm looking it up, and most of the people on those pictures aren't even from Texas, like have never even had a Bluebell
ice cream.
Yeah.
You're a stalker, by the way.
A little weird.
You just went internet stalker on her.
And your girl.
I'm going to find this bitch, and I'm going to let her know you ain't even from Texas, you little hoe. And take off that makeup. You look like a trollop, you tramp.
Your girl.
Huh?
Also, the other thing that you can find out is your girl, Alyssa Milano, has her own clothing line.
Don't you dare talk
about
her.
So whenever you go on to any team's website.
That's right.
And you go in the women's department. Alyssa Milano will be there and be modeling some of the t-shirts, tank tops, and other things. And they just superimpose whatever logo for whatever team for whatever website.
Really?
But they use her for all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I'll be damned.
I wonder how much of a cut like she gets if she gets a cut of the merchandise or what.
I believe it's she started it.
Oh, it's her company.
Yeah, it's her company. That's why she decided to pose for the actual merchandise.
Oh, good for her.
Kind of like you with the bikini.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good. It's bikini season, so
Barry's like Instagram been warming up for it.
Yeah.
So now you ready? Can't eat until the fall, right?
That's what I'm starving. If you hear my stomach growl,
that's got to suck, man.
It sucks.
I'm so glad radio, I can just be as fat as I want. I don't have to worry about it. Because you got to take pictures in the bikinis, and then you got to, like, it's day to day where you're like, well, I can't eat. I have a shoot just in 3 hours.
A little salt under my tongue.
You're like a jockey. Have you ever heard like horse jockeys, you would eat a peanut a day?
No.
To maintain their weight. I swear I heard that on Jim Rome. That's what they said, is that they would have like 4 peanuts, and that's what they would eat throughout the day, is they would eat a peanut or 2 in the morning and then 1 for lunch and 1 for dinner, because they had to be so light to be on the horses.
Wow.
And I feel like that's the life of a bikini model.
I am like trying to be a little bit better about the diet, so I've cut out a lot of candy and sugar, which mm-hmm. is a regular part of my diet. And so now I look forward to my vitamins. Because there's like the chewy.
This is sugar vitamins. The gummies.
Yeah. I space them out throughout the day.
You just eat like 60 vitamins. You're just, the toilet glows when you leave. It's just so much vitamins leaving.
You're getting the.
If I did that, it looked like I was peeing a lightsaber.
Recommended daily allowance so of every vitamin times 10.
Yeah.
That's like, your sugar for the day is
wake
vitamins?
Up. Here's my 2 a day. Oh, it's bedtime. Time for the chewable melatonin.
So what is that? I mean, when you're saying it's getting ready to be bikini season. So for you, that means what? That means that there's appearances, there's shoots, there's
lots of shoots, lots of Instagram activity, lots of special, like, big orders that I've been filling
for. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I've been busy.
And where do folks place the orders? You can plug
online
the site.
Yeah. It's vengeancebikinis.com.
vengeancebikinis.com. And then they can see the bikinis, because you model most of them. Do you have other models, or is
I
it
do.
Just you?
Mm-hmm.
You do, but most of them you'll model as well. So yeah. Give your IG so guys can be creepy.
Taryn Hilo, and it's not phonetically correct. You're just gonna have to
look it up.
Figure it out. Yeah. Around with that.
Yeah. I haven't liked
spend
a single
some time
picture.
Actually making it.
I'm not
search
getting in trouble.
Waste some time on searching so they don't spend so much time DMing you.
I'll like some of your tweets. I can't like any of your pictures. My wife will divorce me. So I'm just like, no, I'll just like a tweet here and there. Like if you say something about the Astros. Yeah, I can't take one for the team. I can't take that L.
Not gonna lie.
What?
You.
Same thing?
With you.
Yep. Yeah, it's yeah, that's the only part that sucks. Did you like, oh, that's a cool Astros bikini. Nope, I'm not touching that. Nope, can't do that. My wife will see what I've liked recently.
You can get her a bikini.
My wife ain't wearing a bikini.
Oh,
she's
not,
like, no,
you're not
she doesn't even
allow
swim.
It?
She won't even go on a boat. And I'm not talking about a canoe. I'm talking about a cruise. Well, what if I fall over? The only way you're falling over is if I push
you.
If you're
nice.
Have you seen
the news lately with some of these cruise ships?
No,
she's probably right.
She ain't going on a boat.
That's true.
They've been like tipping.
I won't go on a cruise either.
I'm not a fan. I'm
Titanic ruined it for me.
No, I'm not.
Titanic? Titanic. Do you fly?
Yeah, I fly.
Do you realize how many plane crashes there have been? Those don't ruin it for you?
I'm like not going to fly anymore.
See?
Road trip.
See? This is what I deal with on a daily basis. Well, bursting bubbles and just blowing everything out of the water.
Laughing at you when you fall.
Yeah.
Yes. I try.
Sending out pictures that had no business going out. That's how things go around
Did
here.
You see, by the way?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
It got... Our listeners.
All for his enjoyment.
You can always count on our listeners. Someone took just Joel's face and blew it up on Twitter.
Oh, that's a good picture.
See? Boy. And he gets mad if this
Hate
happens.
It.
But look at that. It's a great picture.
No, it's not.
You're
it's
so
terrible.
Handsome. Oprah boy is handsome.
We're done here. Let's just make sure that after you guys do the podcast.
We're not today. We're going to have to reschedule.
Yeah, but we're going to have
we're
you on the regular.
We're going to draw this out as long.
It's going to be like,
we'll back.
It should be out by 2022. That's when it'll drop for sure.
Definitely. But in the meantime, we'll have you back. And obviously, all the best to your pup, because we want to make sure the doggy does well.
Thank you.
On the right track to health, though, the dog?
I think so. We'll see.
All right.
If you need help on clearing up the runs, Nick's in there.
Oh, okay. No.
Do you have any leftover anti-diarrheal medication?
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, Nick's got a loaf of bread behind the counter. That's about it.
All right. Tell one more time your Twitter and Instagram. How can they find you and the website?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Taryn Hilo, and the website is vengeancebikinis.com.
Cool. Follow her.
There you go.
Follow
great
me.
Follow.
Absolutely.
She tweets about sports and everything else. It's a lot of fun.
Sports.
Good
don't
follow. Absolutely.
No weird DMs.
Yeah, don't be creepy. Here. Don't, and especially don't claim the show if you be creepy. Yeah. Say you're with the Blitz.
Follow means.
If you're going to be creepy.
Say you're with Ted.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a huge Ted Johnson fan. I'd like to.
Follow
I don't know,
means.
Sop you up
media
with a biscuit.
Liking and just following. Don't follow like around from like when she walks home from the studio or something.
Yeah, don't be creepy like that. Yeah. But hey.
It's not my Tinder account, guys.
Yeah, that's a whole different one, right? Thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thank you, guys.
It.